Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about the LOI to closing process. We covered the big picture of due diligence and what happens after you sign the letter of intent. Today, we're diving into one of the most important documents in financial due diligence, the rent roll. The rent roll tells you everything about the income side of the property. Who's renting? How much are they paying? When do their leases expire? Are they current on rent? If you can read a rent roll like a pro, you can spot red flags before they become problems. You can verify the seller's income projections, and you can make better investment decisions. So today, I'm going to teach you how to read rent rolls. We'll talk about what information to look for, how to analyze it, and what red flags to watch for. Let's dive in. What is a rent roll? A rent roll is a document that lists all the tenants in a property. It shows you which unit each tenant occupies, the tenant's name, the monthly rent, the lease start date, the lease end date, the security deposit, whether the tenant is current on rent or has outstanding balances. The rent roll is typically provided by the seller or property manager during due diligence. It's one of the first documents you should review because it tells you whether the property's income is real. How to read a rent roll. Let's walk through how to read a rent roll step by step. Step 1. Verify the unit count. First, count the units on the rent roll. Make sure it matches the number of units the seller told you about. For example, if the seller says it's a 20-unit property, the rent roll should show 20 units. If there are fewer units on the rent roll, ask why. Are some units vacant? Are some units being used for storage or other purposes? Step 2. Check occupancy. Occupancy is the percentage of units that are rented. To calculate occupancy, divide the number of occupied units by the total number of units. For example, total units, 20. Occupied units, 18. Occupancy, 18 divided by 20 equals 90%. Compare the occupancy on the rent roll to what the seller told you. If the seller said the property is 95% occupied, but the rent roll shows 90%, that's a red flag. Step 3. Review the rents. Look at the monthly rent for each unit. Are the rents consistent, or are some units significantly higher or lower than others? If some units are renting for $1,500 and others are renting for $1,200, ask why. Are the lower rent units smaller, older, in worse condition? Also, compare the rents to market rents. Are the rents at market, below market, or above market? If the rents are below market, that's an opportunity. You can raise rents when leases renew. If the rents are above market, that's a risk. Tenants may leave when their leases expire. Step 4. Check lease expiration dates. The lease expiration date tells you when each tenant's lease ends. This is important for two reasons. First, it tells you when you'll have turnover. If 50% of leases expire in the next 3 months, you'll have a lot of vacancy and turnover costs. Second, it tells you when you can raise rents. You can only raise rents when leases renew, unless the lease has an escalation clause. Look for lease expiration concentration. If too many leases expire at the same time, that's a risk. Ideally, lease expirations should be spread out throughout the year. Step 5. check for delinquencies. The rent roll should show whether each tenant is current on rent or has an outstanding balance. If a tenant owes $2,000 in back rent, that's a problem. You may not collect that money, and the tenant may need to be evicted. Add up all the delinquencies. If the total is significant, factor that into your analysis. Step 6. Verify security deposits. The rent roll should show the security deposit for each tenant. Security deposits are typically equal to 1 month's rent. Make sure the seller is holding the security deposits in a separate account. You'll need to transfer those deposits to your account at closing. Key metrics to calculate from the rent roll. Now let's talk about the key metrics you should calculate from the rent roll. 1. Total monthly income. Add up the monthly rent for all occupied units. This is your total monthly income. For example, Unit 1, $1,500. Unit 2, $1,450. Unit 3, $1,500, and so on. Total, $28,000 per month. Multiply by 12 to get your annual income. $28,000 times 12 equals $336,000. 2. Average rent per unit. Divide the total monthly income by the number of occupied units. For example, total monthly income, $28,000. Occupied units, 18. Average rent, $28,000 divided by 18 equals $1,556 per unit. Compare this to market rents. Are you at market, below market, or above market? 3. Occupancy rate. We already covered this. It's the percentage of units that are occupied. Occupancy rate equals occupied units divided by total units. 4. Economic occupancy. Economic occupancy is different from physical occupancy. Physical occupancy is the percentage of units that are occupied. Economic occupancy is the percentage of rent you're actually collecting. For example, if you have 18 out of 20 units occupied, that's 90% physical occupancy. But if two of those tenants aren't paying rent, your economic occupancy is lower. Economic occupancy equals rent collected divided by total potential rent times 100. This is a more accurate measure of your income. 5. Lease expiration schedule. Create a chart that shows how many leases expire each month. For example, January, 2 leases. February, 1 lease. March, 3 leases. April, 2 leases. And so on. This helps you plan for turnover and rent increases. Red flags to watch for. Now let's talk about red flags you should watch for when reviewing a rent roll. Red flag 1, high vacancy. If the property has 20% or 30% vacancy, that's a problem. Ask the seller why. Is it a market issue, a property issue, a management issue? High vacancy means lower income, and it may indicate deeper problems with the property. Red flag 2, high delinquency. If 10% or 20% of tenants are behind on rent, that's a red flag. It may indicate poor tenant screening, poor property management, or a struggling tenant base. Red flag 3, below market rents. If the rents are significantly below market, ask why. Is the property in poor condition? Are the units outdated? Is the seller just not raising rents? Below market rents can be an opportunity, but they can also indicate problems with the property. Red flag 4, above market rents. If the rents are significantly above market, that's a risk. Tenants may leave when their leases expire, and you may have trouble re-leasing at those rates. Red flag 5, lease expiration concentration. If 50% of leases expire in the next 3 months, that's a problem. You'll have a lot of turnover. You'll have vacancy. You'll have make-ready costs. And if the market is soft, you may have trouble re-leasing those units. Red flag 6, short-term leases. If most leases are month-to-month or have less than 6 months remaining, that's a risk. Tenants can leave at any time, and you'll have constant turnover. Red flag 7, inconsistent rents. If some units are renting for $1,500 and others are renting for $1,200, ask why. Are the units different sizes, different conditions, or is the seller just not managing rents consistently? Inconsistent rents may indicate poor management. Red flag 8, missing information. If the rent roll is missing information, like lease expiration dates, security deposits, or delinquency status, that's a red flag. It may indicate poor record keeping, or the seller may be hiding something. Ask for a complete rent roll with all the information. How to verify the rent roll? Don't just trust the rent roll. Verify it. Here's how. Step 1. Compare the rent roll to the leases. Request copies of all the leases. Compare the information on the rent roll to the actual leases. Make sure the rent amounts match. Make sure the lease terms match. Make sure the tenant names match. If there are discrepancies, ask the seller to explain them. Step 2. Compare the rent roll to the bank statements. Request 12 months of bank statements. Add up the rent deposits. Does the total match the income on the rent roll? If the bank statements show $300,000 in rent deposits, but the rent roll shows $336,000 in annual income, that's a $36,000 discrepancy. Ask the seller to explain it. Step 3. Compare the rent roll to the operating statements. The operating statement should show the same income as the rent roll. If the rent roll shows $336,000 in annual income, but the operating statement shows $360,000, that's a red flag. Where is the extra $24,000 coming from? Is it other income like parking or laundry? Or is the seller inflating the numbers? Step 4. Walk the property. Walk the property. Knock on doors. Introduce yourself. Where appropriate, you can verify occupancy and get a sense of tenant satisfaction. This helps you verify the rent roll, and it gives you insight into the property's condition and tenant base. Step 5. Check for concessions. Sometimes sellers offer concessions to attract tenants. Things like 1 month free rent, reduced rent for the first few months, or waived fees. If the seller is offering concessions, the rent roll may not reflect the true income. For example, the rent roll may show $1,500 per month, but if the tenant got 1 month free, the effective rent is only $1,375 per month. Ask the seller if there are any concessions, and adjust your income projections accordingly. Case study, analyzing a rent roll. Let me walk you through a real example. I was looking at a 20-unit apartment building. The seller said the property was 95% occupied with an average rent of $1,500 per unit. Here's what the rent roll showed. Total units, 20. Occupied units, 19. Vacant units, 1. Occupancy, 95%. So far, so good. The occupancy matched what the seller told me. But then I looked at the rents. 10 units at $1,600 per month. 5 units at $1,500 per month. 4 units at $1,200 per month. The average rent was $1,495 per month. Close to what the seller said. But I noticed something. The 4 units at $1,200 per month were significantly below market. Market rents for those units should have been $1,500. I asked the seller why. He said those were long-term tenants who had been there for years. He hadn't raised their rents. That was an opportunity. I could raise those rents to market when the lease is renewed. But then I looked at the lease expiration dates. 2 leases expiring in the next month, 5 leases expiring in the next 3 months, 8 leases expiring in the next 6 months. That's 15 out of 19 leases expiring in the next 6 months. That's 79% turnover. That was a red flag. I'd have a lot of vacancy and turnover costs in the first 6 months. I also noticed that 3 tenants were behind on rent. The total delinquency was $4,500. So here's what I learned from the rent roll. 1. The occupancy was good at 95%. 2. There was an opportunity to raise rents on 4 units. 3. But there was high lease expiration concentration in the next 6 months. 4. And there was $4,500 in delinquent rent. I adjusted my underwriting accordingly. I factored in higher vacancy and turnover costs for the first year. I reduced my income projections to account for the delinquent rent. And I negotiated a lower purchase price to reflect the risks. That's the power of reading a rent roll like a pro. Final thoughts. The rent roll is one of the most important documents in due diligence. It tells you who's renting, how much they're paying, when their leases expire, and whether they're current on rent. If you can read a rent roll like a pro, you can spot red flags, verify the seller's income projections, and make better investment decisions. Always verify the rent roll. Compare it to the leases, bank statements, and operating statements. Walk the property where appropriate. Look for red flags, high vacancy, high delinquency, below market or above market rents, lease expiration concentration, and missing information. And use the rent roll to calculate key metrics: total monthly income, average rent per unit, occupancy rate, economic occupancy, and lease expiration schedule. Tomorrow, we're talking about operating statements and T12s. We'll cover how to analyze the expense side of the property and verify that the numbers are accurate. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.